Welcome to The Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with the regular cast, Tim Convey.
Regular. Hey, how are you?
Sean O'Brien.
The Reg. Right here, buddy.
And a very, very special guest right here in his hometown, Dusty Slay.
There he
is.
He's
here.
Right.
He's here, man.
Pumped to be here. We're having a good time.
Here we are.
Yeah, we are. I know one guy that is very happy about this episode. I don't know his name. I don't know who he is, but I know he has a lot to say in the comment section.
My biggest fan spent
4 hours talking about work, man. Don't even mention Dusty Slay.
It's a big part of the show, Dusty.
I'll take that guy and give you the dump Dusty guy.
Oh yeah, we're familiar.
Man. You'll actually get him.
He shows up on ours. We're like, well, he's not even on the podcast.
That's why we brought you on. We wanted to see if we can get that guy worked up.
You got to get a little Dusty Slay hate in here, you know?
That's how you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
Before we get into anything, I need to say this, and I need you guys to just get out a pen or your note thing on your phone and write it down. July 29th, Dusty Slay's second Netflix special is coming.
And, amazing, dude. Yeah, that's great.
Called Wet Heat.
Wet Heat.
That's what it is outside today. It's hot. Yes. It's raining. It's wet heat out there.
Wet heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
That's great, man. It's going to be really cool.
It's always cool when they announce that. Like when I like how I saw it, you put it in social media, it's always like on Deadline, which is a perception. It's like, oh, man, this guy's like he's hardcore. It's like Deadline, breaking article.
You got to have Deadline. That's how it's big time.
Yeah, it's not real until Deadline shows up.
Yeah, it just has like some authenticity to be like, yeah. Okay.
They put anything out about this episode?
Well, the episode's not out yet, so maybe by the time it comes out.
See, there you go. They will once they get in the future. Absolutely.
Sean O'Brien, in all fairness, came wearing a T-shirt.
Yep. Tell him what happened.
Spilled. What'd you spill?
I fumbled, man. I'm trying to eat right. It's like a Caesar salad dressing right in a great T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And fat guy with a stain, that's already a pretty bad cliche. So I'm like running around the office. I was like, hey, you got anything?
Yeah, you know, so he's gonna squeeze me in. Yeah, so yeah. This is how he gets clothing, though.
Did you spill it on your hat, too? Or
no.
He's like, while I'm shopping.
He always wears that. Guy loves Bates.
I had my Buffalo Bills, a blue hat against the green. I was like, well, this isn't going to – my color coordination is going to be sideways.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody needs this aggravation to stare at TV.
It's rare that you get a guy with a Caesar stained salad that's also worried about color coordination.
That's true.
Can't argue with that point, man.
Good, dead clashing. Let me get this Brian Bates fan club hat on.
Hey, man, I support the team.
I am in the Brian Bates fan club, though.
Are you a part of the system?
On the Facebook group. I'm in this Facebook group.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I joined once I found out about the Working Man thing. I wanted to get in on the drama. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I love some internet drama.
Uh-huh. I'm talking about 3 hours. Don't even mention another flight.
I believe that through all that, we discovered there's a fairly new Jason Statham movie called Working Man. Are you familiar?
That is true.
You've seen it?
I haven't seen it. Okay. I like Jason Statham. Yeah. I should see it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Working Man things out there. A lot of Working Man songs. I even discovered that I had an album that I put out in 2017 with a track called Working Man.
Oh, really?
I had no idea.
Really?
I forgot what I named tracks.
Okay. But Wet Heat is safe from all those things.
I think so.
Yeah, that's great.
There's Wet Heat.
Great name.
I have a heat index joke.
Oh, okay.
Top two Working Man pieces of work out there are your Netflix special and then Rush's Working Man.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great song. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, man, a Working Man.
Oh, yeah.
Geddy Lee.
Good for you.
Yeah. Now I went to Canada to train for that.
I've not always been the biggest Rush fan, but I like Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer.
That's the popular one, man.
Yeah, I love listening to you and Aaron have respectful debates about what was it, Post Malone against is it country? Is it not?
Aaron only likes music out in the last 10 years, and that's all I know.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's not true. But it's
kind of a shot at Tim's band, man. Because those guys, you put a couple of songs out, but I mean,
yeah, well, most of our work was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You
guys don't have any Working Men. Not something we've touched on.
We try not to overlap with Dusty very intentionally.
Yeah, that's good.
You should do a Working Man song, though, just to be a part of the Working Man song club.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I'll make some phone calls.
Yeah, or maybe we could make it a theme song, get rid of this little consumer's jingle, which I like. Which I like.
Be very careful. Be very careful.
I am not.
About the theme song.
Now, listen, everyone, ears, I just said I love it, but I'm saying, way to incorporate to the show. Way to incorporate in the show.
All right. Well, I think we should have a musical guest on the pod every now and then.
Yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in Nashville. We should find somebody.
And it's unlikely, but we have feelers out to two country musicians right now.
You don't want to say who?
No, because I don't want to put them on the spot. Just
put pressure on them.
Yeah.
Get them on here.
I got to be honest, man. I'm not sure they're
going to. Garth, listen.
I'll start talking about
your move.
I'll talk about them on Nate Land too.
There we go. Yeah, just squeeze them.
We're working on it, man.
I used to trash Post Malone's country, and now he says he's putting out a more traditional country album. So I think it works.
Because he hasn't in some time, right?
Well, Post Malone, you know, only did one country album and not traditional country. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a couple of the songs were all right.
Yeah, really. All right, that's good. And this place just lousy with musicians. You run into country musicians all over the place, famous or trying to be?
I don't really know.
No.
No.
Okay. You're friends with a couple of those guys,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. I do the Opry, so I'll run into people. Yeah. And I do, you know, I just did Michael J. Fox charity show.
Nice.
Where I met Michael J. Fox, got to hang out, talk to him a little bit.
Oh, that's awesome.
A lot of fun. And made Michael J. Fox laugh, I think.
Really?
That's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Man.
That's cool, dude. Meet him.
And then I met Chris Stapleton there. And,
oh, wow.
And then, another band I'm having trouble remembering who their name. And that's embarrassing.
Is it a big one? Is it a
They are a big group? Band. Yeah, they're a group. And they were very nice, nicer to me than Chris Stapleton was. And
was he not?
He wasn't rude, but
he just wasn't warm.
Yeah,
would have called him personality plus.
Yes,
not exactly.
Yes, he was not rude at all, but he was like, not like, get in here, buddy.
Yeah,
you know,
he knew who you were and stuff.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He gave me a look like, how did this guy get in the picture?
Well, I met you a long time ago when we both did Brad Paisley's show.
Oh, yeah.
At Zany's, and he's a big deal. Nice guy, funny guy, and we were backstage, and his wife had come on stage at one point, and I was backstage telling her like how good she was on stage, forgetting that she's a movie star.
Oh,
yeah. Kimberly. Yeah,
good
was,
job on yeah, there. This is your first
father
time.
Of the bride.
Yeah, yeah of that's, course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of like. Patronizing her, but I was genuinely saying, man, that was amazing. You're just so natural.
It sounds offensive. It sounds like
it was stupid, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, how about my move when I was here for the last time you were headlining Zany's, and I think Nate did a pop on. You know, Tim and I popped out.
Yeah,
and just a couple people in the green room. This guy comes back. He's like 5'8" in shape. He's like, hey, man, yeah, that was really funny. And I'm like, oh, thanks, man. How you doing? You know, he's like, oh, yeah, great, great show. Really loved your stuff. I'm like, great, man. What are you doing? He's like, I'm an athlete. And I'm like, yeah, that's great, man. Keep it. Michael Chandler from the UFC. No clue. I'm just thinking, this guy's just some.
And you're
whatever.
Friends with his brother.
Friends with the brother, man. And yeah, I'm like, man, this guy's being too nice. Turns out he could have murdered me with his pinky.
Never ask any questions.
I know.
Man. I just think that's the key. That's never great. Ask a question. Just keep talking.
Yep. Yep. Weather is fine. The safe topics. But you know, you never ask somebody what they do, especially in that environment. You're in Nashville at the thing. And
yeah, I don't. I'm a talker. I do. Yeah. I like to throw it to the person. Like, I want to kind of run the interview. In a one-on-one, I'll pivot. And I'll throw it to you. And then I let you keep the ball in the
air. But you're going to make mistakes.
I'm really bad with names. But in Vegas, I was talking to this guy. He's a comic. And I knew he was a comic. But he had a cowboy hat on. And then my friend that's with me goes, oh, are you a musician? You know, and this guy was, you know, he was headlining his own comedy shows in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I forget his name, but terrible story, I guess. But the point is, my friend was like, oh, what do you do? Kind of thing. And then it's just like, oh, you know, we're all been having a good time. And you trying to be interested in this guy's life.
Yeah.
Led you to be insulting. Just don't be interested in their lives.
Yes, right.
That's the key.
Right. Because they'll, in most cases, assume that you know who they are if you're not sniffing around a little.
Right.
Here's the thing, man. Sean's going to mess this up because you're trying to help. You're trying to help him out. Don't ask questions. Don't ask you to. And Sean's going to walk into the green room tonight and Zany's goes, I'll tell you what, I sure don't want to know what you do.
Yeah, don't even mention it, man. I don't want to hear anything about your profession. Zip it. I don't care. Your doctor, don't talk.
It's going to be worse. The brand this week.
Hold on real quick. I wanted to ask him real quick, right? Is that cool? Sorry. No,
we're talking about. Take it away, buddy. What did we just say? Don't ask questions.
It's a good table.
What did we just say?
What do you do?
No, I just wanted to touch on for this show. I know he touched on it on Nate's. His running at the airport. That's insane. It's a story to tell.
Oh, Christian Bale.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that was great.
For those,
yeah.
I know, I'm sure most, if they listen to this.
I did hear that I listened to that episode.
Well, it's pretty exciting.
That's
just
wild. He came up to you, right?
I don't know. It only works because Brian was there. Otherwise, the story is just me telling a thing that doesn't seem true.
Yeah.
And I'm not a liar. I'm not known to be a liar. But
Sean's
just
a liar and is known to be a liar.
No, I defend my points of view. I just defend my points of view, and it's subjective.
But I was at the airport, and I saw Christian Bale. And I was like, this is amazing. I want to get a picture with Christian Bale, but he was with his family. So I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, Christian Bale comes up to me and says, hey, big fan.
What?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. If Brian Bates weren't there to see it, I probably wouldn't even tell the story.
Because no one would have believed it.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I mean,
did you take a picture?
Wild. Brian took the picture, yeah.
Does he ask you for a picture or did you ask at that point?
Brian said, how about a quick pic?
Great.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, yeah, send it to me.
And he was super cool.
Yeah. He was super nice.
He's a fan, man. Wow.
That's awesome, man.
That is awesome.
I got to hang out with Batman.
I know. It's amazing.
Is that the coolest thing that's ever happened to you in your entire life?
That's got to be top three. I mean, I'm married. I have two kids. But that's up there, though.
Unbelievable. What city?
Atlanta.
No kidding.
Which apparently is where it's all going down at these days.
Mm-hmm.
Given the tax cut, so Hollywood's going to Atlanta.
And a huge airport.
Yes.
Anyway, so people are through there all the time. That is incredible.
Yeah, Atlanta's where it's at. It's Hotlanta again.
Hotlanta.
It is, man. It is back.
The ATL.
I don't think it can go away.
It was late 90s rap, and then now it's back.
Right. Yeah. Jermaine Dupri. I saw Jermaine Dupri on TV
Outcast,
the other day.
Uh-huh. Ludacris.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was great.
Yeah.
It's died off.
Criss Cross? Yeah.
They're from there?
Criss Cross, Jermaine Dupri, who I brought up. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
No.
But Jermaine Dupri,
I like his old stuff.
Really, really good.
Is he Mac Daddy or Daddy Mac?
Oh, no.
Jermaine Dupri discovered them. Jermaine Dupri, he's a hip-hop artist and producer and kind
of
label executive.
Stuff.
He's awesome. He put a lot of the Atlanta stuff on the map. And he was just at the mall and he sees these two young kids with their baseball jerseys on backwards. And it's like, we're going to make an album. And grabbed them. They did Jump Jump and Criss Cross got famous.
Yeah, that song, man. I mean, those
just
guys.
Just two guys that didn't know how to put their shirts on.
No. Nope.
Two backwards guys getting dressed in the dark. And Jermaine Dupri makes magic.
Jump Jump. What a mellifluous voice. Really was.
Oh,
wow. Wait a minute.
Not a voice?
Hold on.
I got it.
Mellifluous?
Put it on the books.
Dusty, if you're not familiar.
Mellifluous. Mellifluous, and this is a perfect word.
Sean has a word of the week.
Yeah, we're real cool, dude. It's a real cool thing. I'm a nerd.
He slips in a word of the week, and he usually does it a little bit clunky.
It's very sloppy.
That was smooth.
If you play back the tape, I actually think I stuttered it, but I nailed the execute. The context is on point.
Yeah,
is what
you're right.
Tim,
there you
want
go.
To,
Tim, talk about it. Tell
mellifluous.
The people.
Mellifluous.
See, it's not easy, man.
Mellifluous. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It is
mellifluous.
Sounds like an unnecessary word.
It is absolutely absurd that we're even talking about this, but it makes me feel good.
Stand by. It is an adjective. Spell it for the good people. Mellifluous.
Yeah.
It means sweet or musical, pleasant to hear, and it refers to a voice or words.
Hence the Get Along Gang from Criss Cross.
But you're right. Unnecessary. Yeah, you're right.
But I don't. Did you find that? Really, to be like Criss Cross, to be that?
Of course not. Okay. I'm just trying
to I did.
I did.
Again.
Well, that's
I have
fair. The
that's
worst music taste.
I mean, it brought real high because I'm just so fly.
Did it bring Mac Daddy to the? Was that where Mac Daddy came from, or did they pick that up?
I gotta think it existed. You know,
because it was Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac.
And Daddy,
Daddy Mac never really took off. Daddy Mac always seemed secondary.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
and both of them were named Chris, if I'm not mistaken.
Were they
both kids in the band? The
group. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, band is a...
The group.
Yes.
How many? Yeah, is that their only hit?
I mean...
They had another one called Turn It Up, Chris.
I'm about to.
Turn It Up, Chris. Because that's what I was born to do.
You know what? I had a lot of fun with that song. I remember that. It had a little airplay.
They were great,
two,
man.
2-3 weeks.
They were great.
All right. Well, I'm really excited that
I got that
Jermaine
Dupri's first... first?
That's also a great question. No, I have a feeling he was in the game a little bit because if you have to have some juice if you're going to be like, hey, man, I saw these two kids at the mall. Right. I'm going to make a record. He must have proven himself.
True. That is.
Yeah, you might need to. You're right, Tim.
To some degree.
Just some guy. He's just another guy at the mall. I got an idea.
Yep.
Yeah. This guy was just in Spencer's. Who are you, man? Yeah. Get out of here.
Chris, both Chris, Mac Daddy and Daddy Mac. Unbelievable. And Jermaine Dupri. Yeah, they were.
And they were kids, right?
Sharding. By the time they were 13, they were huge.
13.
Yeah. He saw them. Unbelievable.
I used to think I was the Mac Daddy, you know, back then.
Oh, yeah?
You know,
I saw
then,
some pictures.
You always struck me as more of a Daddy Mac type.
Really? I felt like. Yeah. You know, you wanted to be the Mac Dad.
Yes.
Back
then. Yep. Yeah. And then they went away for a while, and then there was Return of the Mac. If you remember that.
Yes.
Return of the Mac.
Yep. Return of the Mac.
Drop the Daddy.
Daddy, not as much. Daddy.
Well, and then there was
Mac the Knife.
Let's not forget about Bobby Darin. MacBooks.
Got and one then right there here. Was the McDonald's character with the face as a moon, and he was Mac Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I used to call it McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Yeah. I dropped it a little bit. I'm more of a McDonald's guy now, but
really?
I used to call it McDonald's.
Yeah. I remember getting a birthday invitation from one of my friends, and his mom filled it out and said, we'll be going to McDonald's.
Oh, okay. I have some land in a town called McMinnville, but people from there call it MacMinnville.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I called the Lowe's today, and they said, this is the MacMinnville Lowe's. And I go, well.
Yeah, maybe that. Well, maybe that's how.
I don't want to start off on a bad foot or anything, but it's great.
My friend Craig Martin, who I wrestled with, had a pretty pronounced chin, and we called him Mac Tonight.
Oh, because he looked like the moon guy?
Yeah.
Oh, now I know that guy. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Seems like a character out of the Dick Tracy.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Boy, that movie that we have to do, that could be its own podcast.
That's all a brand?
The guys.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy?
The movie. Yeah.
With Warren Beatty, that one.
Warren Beatty, and Al Pacino, Madonna.
Madonna.
And they're all wearing, they all have weird
color
faces
stuff.
And stuff.
Right?
Sean Penn, I think, was in it. He was BB.
I think you're right.
Was he dating Madonna at the time?
That's
not Sean Penn.
Oh, no, Warren Beatty.
Dustin Hoffman.
That's it. You got it, man.
Okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Warren Beatty directed. It was his passion. It was his like dream thing. He's Warren Beatty. He's got a lot of juice. Not unlike Jermaine Dupri back then.
Not like that. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to make Dick Tracy. And it was weird. And he wanted to look like the comic book. So it had all those weird colors and stuff. Yeah, it was cool.
I was a kid. Yeah. But I liked it.
I was a kid too. Yeah. They had all the toys and stuff.
Yeah.
I think there might've been a McDonald's tie-in.
I'll check it
out. Full circle. Let's do the brand.
Boom. There he is. That's how Tim does it.
The brand this week is Trader Joe's. Now we cleared this with Dusty.
Does he have a hand in this?
Yes, he does.
Beautiful.
Well, it's kind of funny because the Nateland Consumers crossover episode way back in the day, we did Whole Foods. So our last discussion with Dusty was also.
Yeah, when we come to Nashville, we talk about grocery.
We tackle grocery.
I had a hard time coming up with something I was really brand loyal with. There's things I like, but.
That's enough, though. You just like it.
I like Trader Joe's. Well, if there were a Trader Joe's near my house, I'd go there every day.
Well, listen, man.
I love being inside a Trader Joe's. It feels
went in
good.
One this morning.
Yeah.
And we wanted to show our appreciation. We got you a gift.
All right.
We know you're a gardener of sorts. So we got you a plant from Trader Joe's.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's your plant right there.
They are big in plants and flowers. And apparently
they are
very affordable flowers.
What kind of tree is this or plant?
It's a plumeria. Adrian was just reading to me about it.
It is a plumeria.
Popular for leis. So eventually the flowers will come out and they look like the ones, Hawaiian leis.
Yeah.
The flowers are treasured for their enchanting beauty and fragrance, native to the Americas. They give bright... Oh, you need to give it bright light. I'm going to let you know that.
Yeah.
Water regularly during active growth, and it is dormant in the winter, so don't be alarmed if those flowers go away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, is this something you feel good about, or you?
I love it.
Because I know you're more, like, gardening is more your thing.
Well, I got indoor plants. I like indoor plants.
Perfect. So this
I'm
works
into it.
Out.
Yeah.
That's a nice job.
You got to have some life.
We could put that up. Couldn't you transfer it? I don't know how plants work.
I don't know, because it says native to the Americas, but does that mean because Hawaii is in America?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So who knows?
If you're not into it, you can trade it for the peanut butter pretzels. That's up to you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or Greg's bootleg GIF, which is unbelievable.
We'll get to that. But before we get to all that, the key figure here is Joe Colon. So Trader Joe's is a guy named Joe.
Nice.
Joe grew up on an avocado farm near San Diego. He went to the Air Force and Stanford. Smart guy. Graduated from Stanford.
I have an avocado tree I'm growing right now.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Here in Nashville?
In a pot.
You think you can make it go of it in Nashville?
I don't know. I don't think it can be outside. It's outside right now, but in the winter, I bring it in.
Yeah.
And that should work? Is there any?
We're going to see.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Yeah. I'm going to say this right now.
I just wanted to do all the tie-ins.
Whenever it bears fruit, we're going to bring it back on the pot.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
And that avocado
we'll
is going to be sitting.
We'll eat that avocado.
Yeah, yeah. I would
that would be incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a magical thing.
And we may brand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We may do working man avocados or something like that.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're starting
limited
to learn.
Edition.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It won't be a lot of good.
He went to work for Owl Rexall Drugstores out of college. Do you guys remember when there was a lot of Rexall drugstores? Are you guys too?
I feel like I remember Rexall.
Is that a brand name? There's the Ledoux Rexall.
Yes. It was basically this outfit, United, I think they were called, United Drugstores. And it was like a co-op. And I think what they did is Rexall gave you some sort of legitimacy. So they just basically licensed that name to little pharmacies all over the country. Because I remember as a kid seeing Kirkwood Rexall Drugs or Ledoux Rexall Drugs. So it felt like they were just like, yeah, man, I don't think they're out there inspecting all these drugstores.
It's like the Comedy Zone of
yes, the Comedy Zone is a chain.
Yeah.
And they have some really good clubs. And they also just licensed that name to some one-nighter.
Yeah, there's some great ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's some questionable ones.
Right.
There's a couple. Yeah, a couple one night things.
So is it like it'll be like Comedy Zone presents?
No, it's the Comedy Zone.
They call it the Comedy Zone.
But it's like sometimes it's just in a banquet room in a hotel or something, or, you know, a bar.
But other times it's legit and it's great. One in Charlotte is a really good club.
Charlotte's
Jacksonville's a good club.
Yeah, I just did Greensboro. I enjoyed that.
Greensboro's great.
Yeah,
Greenville.
Going there
soon. Greenville's great.
Yeah, Greenville is really good. So he's working for these guys. And over at Owl Rexall.
So I'm sure there were some good Rexalls, too.
Oh, yeah.
Some great Rexalls.
Good Rexalls.
Some questionable ones.
Yes. Bad Rexalls.
Yeah.
tight crowds and some of them.
Yeah, I worked a couple of those.
Some Rexalls. Not even a crowd. Really.
Yeah. Sean and I did a Rexall. There was three people there. Sean ate it hard. Yeah.
Not
I didn't
my
do much
finest
better.
Yeah.
Great green room, though, right? Yeah. Lots of Tylenol.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you wanted.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And some of the comedians, as you guys might expect, abuse that privilege.
Oh, yeah.
That's why that chain is hurting, honestly, if you're being honest. Yeah. I'm not going to name any names, but some of the guys.
Some do it just for the green room.
I got to do a
we
set.
We got as many pills as we want. Yeah, just be cool with it. And nobody was cool.
Nobody was cool with it.
These guys at Rexall asked Joe to test run a convenience store concept called Pronto Markets.
Yeah.
So it was in the West Coast. This was all going on in California.
Are those still around?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think
something
so.
Pronto.
They did do something with Pronto.
Like there's like a Pizza Hut Pronto. Somebody has their own.
Yeah.
Somebody has a Pronto brand.
I'm sure they don't have, license over just the name Pronto. Since
Pronto means like fast.
Fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
what language is that? Spanish? Italian?
I think it's English.
it must come from something, right?
I guess so. No, it was the Lone Ranger's sidekick.
Tonto.
That was Tonto, Greg.
Greg!
Yeah, sorry.
You're right there, man. I'll give it a six.
It's got to be some connection.
But that's when the Lone Ranger would need him quickly, you know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
Hey, Tonto, I need this fast, and I think you know what I mean.
Pronto.
The concept didn't do terribly well, and the people at Al Rexall told him shut it down. And he said, you know what? I'm going to buy it from you guys because I believe in it. So he runs these Pronto markets for a while. And he ran into some trouble, and he needed a cash infusion. I was worried I was going to say the word infusion wrong, but I couldn't get cash out. he needed a cash infusion.
Cash infusion
is what I said.
Yeah.
And he partnered with Adore Milk Farms. It was a dairy company.
Tim
Dusty comes from Dairy Royalty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's
got milk money.
Yeah.
My great 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 grandfather had a cow and a cart, and he turned it into a little
big time
St. Louis. It was the St. Louis big time.
St. Louis's yeah. premier dairy, and it's called
at one point Peevely.
Peevely.
Yep. Yeah.
So
where was that their last name?
No, it was the small town in Missouri where it started.
Oh, Peevely.
I come from very humble roots, despite what you guys say. It was a guy with a dream and a cow, and, you know,
yeah,
show some respect.
That's like Joe and his avocado.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, this guy, Tim's great-great-great-grandfather, whatever, just started out small, uh-huh. and then his son's kicking it at a country club now.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Dusty,
yeah.
I do not belong to a country club. I've never belonged to a country club.
That's how it goes, though. They say 50% of all second-generation businesses fail, and 75% of all third-generation.
Oh, is that high?
Because you're soft. You're at the country
club. Guys like him,
yeah. Not me. Nope, there's no country club.
He's going to join one.
I don't even play golf, Dusty. I don't
well, play golf good. Either, by the way.
Yeah,
neither do I. And he definitely.
Greg, just out of curiosity, of the three of us on the podcast, who golfs the most? Who's the best golfer?
I think just because of my athletic nature.
No.
Yeah.
No, who's golfed the most?
I've golfed three times. I don't know.
In your life? That's not true.
He's lying.
You're lying.
You mean not go to a golf course and play around a golf? I can't believe you're doing this with Dusty here.
You got me beat, though. Yeah. Three is beats
Maybe
me.
Maybe five. I don't know.
Five beats me.
Less than 10, I'll tell you that.
So wait, you played once, Dusty?
Never played.
You literally never played.
A little putt-putt, but never gone to a...
Interesting.
If we went out and played golf right now, if Nate got us on one of his golf courses, which he would never because we'd...
Oh God!
Yeah, he'd lose his membership.
Yeah.
I would bet on Dusty over you too.
I would go home.
Yeah, I probably would too. I mean, it is. Too. I am. Yeah, there is a sickness with
these
me.
These guys are. They're not.
Because you're a golfer. That's why.
Yeah, dude, Greg. You'd have been more than three times.
I've turned down golf with lots of people. I don't want to do it. Yeah.
What is it? What is it about you that bugs you? Is it the pace of the game?
I feel like when I was growing up, it seemed like everybody that played golf was very rich, and I felt like I didn't belong in the golf world. And now I feel like at this point, going out to golf, I'm just going to be embarrassing myself out there, and I don't need it.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about drugs.
Yeah,
I never did them growing up. All the risk. And I've had some friends, comics especially, like, hey, you know, I want you, and I'm like, I'm going to look stupid. You know,
yeah.
And it feels a little silly for a guy 56 to start doing drugs.
Yeah.
Greg's trying to start.
That's
why he doesn't even do the Rexall clubs.
Yeah,
I don't,
that's right.
Not anymore, man.
The older I get, the more I don't even want to be with people when they do drugs for the first time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm in a situation and they're like, hey, you never smoked? Come on. I'm like, don't do it. I don't want to be around.
Are they annoying? Or are they?
Well, it just could go wrong. Yeah. I mean, even just weed, it could just go wrong. And I don't want to be in there.
Yeah. So where was I? Oh, yeah. He takes some money from this dairy company. And then the dairy company, I couldn't find a lot of details, but the guy that owned the dairy company, Merritt Anderson, he started going short on money because of some antiquated milk laws his dad wrote. So the dairy company's is now having financial problems. He needs money. He goes to Southland and they buy him. Guys, what is Southland?
What is?
I don't know. It sounds like a TV
7-Eleven.
Oh,
7-Eleven. 7-Eleven was not in California at the time. Okay, so Pronto convenience store is affiliated with these guys. They go get bought by 7-Eleven, and Joe sees the writing on the wall. He's like, I'm gonna get crushed because 7-Eleven's coming to California. They were the big convenience store operator back then. So he says, I got to do something else. And he starts the first Trader Joe's in Pasadena, California in 1967.
Yep, great.
Wow, I had no idea. I've been to a Trader Joe's in Pasadena.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if that was the one.
I bet you the one is still there.
Is that going still? We can confirm that.
I think you might have gone to the first Trader Joe's.
Maybe so.
Yeah. They have somewhat of a nautical theme. It's not quite as much now, but he went with, you know, Trader Joe's is the, I guess back in the day, you know, you got like the ship traders, the
port
merchants,
town, yeah, the port and you, town, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So they have like employees wore Bermuda shorts and Hawaiian shirts. The employees are called crew members, I think still. The managers are captains and first mates. I hope this thing isn't gone too far, like where it's like, you know, hey, Bob, how you doing? No. It's ahoy, matey.
Look at the badge.
When you get fired, you walk the plank, too.
You do? That's
part of it. That is true.
I'm going to start my shift. What are you supposed to say? Permission to come aboard.
Come on, Dave. It's been 5 years. How far are we going to go with this? We all got the gig. We all know the drill. Just let this slide for one shift.
So one of the things he did is he
they put- They do take it serious in there.
Oh,
yeah.
And they're stalking and you're like, they'll take you right to where you need to go.
Oh, yeah, man. They're very friendly.
But they 100%. Seem like, I'd rather be doing this, but I will take you there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They put a ship's bell, at the register and, I guess in 1975. So like 8 years later, they started using the ship's bell to communicate with employees. And I don't know if they still do this. They may still do it. They didn't have a PA system. So like if you're in the thing and the guy goes, you hear one bell, that means, customers are in line. Let's open up another line.
Oh, I think they do.
I think they do. I've seen the bells.
That's what I'm talking about. They'll open a bunch of registers. They'll get the customers out of there. Yeah, we don't need long lines.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Two bells. Somebody has a question.
Sam Walton should have talked to Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart could have been much bigger if he had sat down.
About a couple of things. I mean, obviously Sam Walton got it.
He got it right. Very different businesses.
Yes.
But they are the same in one way. And this is my, you were in a sales business too. So Walmart and Trader Joe's both employ an EDLP strategy, which is everyday low price. You're not going to see coupons or sales or ad items. You know, they don't play the high-low game like a lot of grocery stores do. A lot of grocery stores will be like, hey, we're gonna be, you know, sort of a pretty high on everything except for we're going to pick these 30 items this week and we're going to sell them at a loss or we're going to sell them at cost. And that's how we get you in there. But you're paying a little bit of a premium. Walmart, there's no fluctuation. They just put it into the price because there's some inefficiencies when you do that, if you're jacking the price up and down, sometimes you load in a bunch of inventory for the sale. It doesn't all go through. And then, you know, I think I mentioned on the pod before, you're getting stale cake mix 9 months later because they still got some in the warehouse.
Yeah.
Follow what I'm saying?
100%, man. Yeah. My only thing is sometimes with the everyday low price, which I appreciate, listen, I'm not throwing stones at him, but wouldn't that just be the price?
Yeah, it is the price.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm saying like more like not just like I'm saying like other grocery stores that would pull that stunt. Like for us, like a Dierbergs or a Schnucks.
Schnucks and Dierbergs. These are St. Louis.
Sorry.
Chains.
Yeah. Let me clarify. That my bad on that one, Dustin.
We're in
Schnucks.
We're in Nashville, man, and it is a horrible name.
Yeah.
It feels like an insult to people shopping in the store.
Yeah. But we're used to it.
Yeah.
So what's your question, Alman?
Oh, it's fine. We got it clear. Now I got sidetracked. But I'm talking about Schnucks.
You know, I heard this about grocery stores. If they say, and this is true. If it says buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
If you just get one, it's just going to be the half price.
Yes.
You don't have to get two.
Oh, yeah.
It's a scam to get you to get two, but you don't have to get two.
Yeah.
Oh, but the first one is always discounted, you're saying?
I'm saying like if it's 2 for $5.
Yeah.
You'll get one for $2.50 if you just get it.
Man, what are
if
you
it
doing?
Says two I mean, for five.
Four, right. If it says, but if it's buy one, get one free, and you're like, well, I just want one, you'd still pay retail price.
Are you sure?
You would not.
I may be wrong about buy one, get one, but I'm saying like 2 for $5.
Three for five.
I do think I'm right, but I may be wrong about buy one.
I think what are you doing giving away some of the stuff that we used to
do,
man?
I'm sorry.
He's a working man.
I mean, he sold pesticides, right?
Yeah.
And now you're telling people. So for Pringles, we do like 4 for $5. And people would usually pick up four.
They'll get four, yeah.
And they didn't have to.
But
we're
out of this business now. So we can give away the secrets. We're like retired magicians.
Listen, man, you got a Netflix special. I might have to go back, okay? Like, I don't know. I'm not totally out, all right? On your second Netflix special, yes, you can say I'm out of the business. Okay. I may go back, all right?
The buy one, get one, I'm not so sure about because how many times are you at the grocery store where you're checking out a bunch of stuff and they're like, hey, you can get another one of these for free. And then you're like, oh, am I going to go back and get the thing while these other people are waiting?
They'll really get you with it. Buy two, get one free. They'll go, you know, if you buy another one, you should get one free.
Yeah, you know who's doing a lot of that stuff is like AT&T. When you buy a cord charger or something, they're like, hey, you know, if you buy another one, you're like, I wind up walking in there with 17 things.
I need one charger. Now I have four right now.
I
like to put chargers in every room of the house, though. That way the charger doesn't move around.
I'd love to achieve that in my life because it sounds fantastic.
Well, as soon as you do, they're going to change the format.
That is true.
Man, I got to tell you something. I saw a clip that you put up maybe a month or two ago, and it really hit home with me. Was you were talking about the loose outlets in some of these hotels.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you go in, you plug your phone charger in, it just falls out on the floor. It's like,
had that today.
I had that last week.
What's going on? Who's stretching out all the plugs? You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing in there? Yeah. Why can't you just put it in and leave it be?
This is a problem that I didn't know that I had. I mean, I've thought about it, but I saw that and it spoke to me.
Yes.
I was like, somebody feels the same way I do.
Who has bigger plugs than others? You know what I mean? I thought all the plugs are the same size.
Yes. Are they keep missing and they're just damaging it? And then you got to turn it upside down. You try all
maybe
the different ways.
Maybe some people don't know that one of the plugs is bigger than the other side, you know, and they put it in backwards.
That could be it.
What's this about bigger than
you know, a plug will have has two plugs and one of them will be a little bigger than the other.
I didn't know that
on a lot of things. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. I didn't
and
know
sometimes
that.
When you see an outlet, you can see that one side's bigger too. On a zip strip or something.
Zip strip.
Are you being serious right now?
Being serious, man.
Greg, listen, no point in your life did you know that the two prong things that one of them is a little bit bigger.
Never knew it.
Dude, are you having an episode? This is not healthy, man. I thought this, I mean, even I know this.
I got to show you.
I'm showing vulnerability here.
We need a plug
vulnerability.
Someone from the staff.
No, I'll trust you. I can picture it. I can, the context I'm getting it.
Especially
worry,
old stuff.
We're going to get you some photos.
You need like,
right, this thing is the same.
There's got to be something in here. Like
I knew you were lying.
Not lying.
Old extension cord.
Yeah.
Those will be really.
But most of those are the three prongers, right?
But even still, one of the top ones is bigger on the three prongers.
That's
what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I learned something.
See, man, that's why you're part of the show, buddy.
Yeah.
I bet that white cord that's plugged in over there.
You think so?
I bet it's got over there. It's plugged into something, so it's probably keeping something going.
Tim, you can't.
Tim, you're hitting the streets?
But I bet one of those is bigger than the other.
Yeah.
Careful. Don't shut off the podcast.
Yeah, man, don't unplug something while we're...
Everyone, zoom. Tim just cut power to the whole building.
Yeah. Comes we'll back on, you. We're like, okay, I see it now.
Yeah, but that is a great joke, man, and that is so spot on. And it is weird because it really is just so unique to hotels.
And I like to say on the joke, I like a snug plug, right? Yeah. And now there's a product out there called the snug plug.
Really?
And it's like something you can plug in and it snugs your plug up.
Oh, designed just for those situations.
Did that come from your joke?
I bet it did.
I bet it did.
I tagged the guy one time and I said, this guy stole my joke. And he messaged me. He goes, what's that? And then I go, I sent him the joke.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think he ever watched it or he never responded.
Really?
He should have teamed up with me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, you got a lot going on, right? You had Cracker Barrel right now, right?
Yeah, you were on last night, dude. You and then the next commercial, Josh Allen from the Bills. Like, talk about two bangers.
Yeah,
some nice moment.
Sean's heroes.
Yeah, very excited about that.
So he started Joe again. Joe started thinking, he read an article where people were graduating from college a lot more in the early 70s, and they were doing a lot more international travel. That was because Boeing... built the 747 in 1970. I guess that was big enough to do a lot of international travel comfortably. So he thought people had a little bit more of a sense of adventure. And he sort of started tailoring their in-store environment to what he called overeducated and underpaid people. For all the classical musicians, museum curators, and journalists. Like he was kind of going for something where people were like, hey, this guy's, you know, smart, got a college degree, got a sense of adventure, but not, you know, straight line corporate or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know what? That's kinda, what Trader Joe's feels like.
Yeah.
You feel does. Like you're in a Whole Foods, but you get the savings of a.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
A,
yeah.
Of an Aldi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, way fewer items than Whole Foods.
Yes.
They have about 4,000 items and they pride themselves on moving stuff in and out. Like you're going to get all kinds of new stuff.
They have a great chocolate syrup that I like for chocolate
really?
Milk. And I went in the other day looking for it, couldn't find it, tracked down an employee. They did a little research, found out it's a seasonal item.
A lot of seasonal stuff there.
Yeah.
Big time.
They are big on the seasonal stuff. He also, in 1971, and I remember this, my mom got in on it, that was when sort of the health trend, you know, no sugar and organic and no colors, artificial preservatives or partially hydrogenated oils or MSG. No Madison Square Gardener. Mm-hmm. This is probably the biggest thing that you'll notice in a Trader Joe's. It's private label. It's just their stuff. Sean, you want to pick up a couple of things we got here? And
yeah, let's take a look.
There's not a single name brand inside.
No, there
Trader
is.
Joe's.
There's a few, but it's probably sitting around 95% or something.
Okay. Wow.
Private
All right.
label.
Well, here's a fun one to kick this off. We have Trader Joe's chili lime flavored fried pork rinds.
All right.
I got those for you because
that's a nice
because I know you're doing no sugar and pretty much only meat.
A lot of meat.
So I got those for
Some
you.
Some vegetables. This is exciting. Let's go to
85 to 90. Their first private label item. Anybody know what it is? Take a shot. Health, 1970s.
I'm going avocados.
No.
Okay,
no.
That can't be a private
Because they're...
Label.
But. Well, no, it can. Haas is branded.
Avocado
Haas is
chips. Branded.
And Chiquita, right?
Chiquita is branded. Yeah, there's some branded produce.
Yeah, that was a fair spot.
Think like what a hippies eat.
Yogurt.
Close.
Ice cream.
Kefir.
It's what they call hippies.
Granola.
Granola. Oh, there you go. Yeah, granola. Granola was the first private label item. And it's what they call white labeling. And there's a lot of that going on. It's basically, we've talked about it before on the pod. Some company, they basically take some, what you were talking
glass.
About the other day is basically somebody takes a national brand, slaps a private label on it, and you don't really know that you're eating a national brand, but it's got a different label on it. That's white labeling.
That's what they do quite a bit.
This Dusty is one of their most famous items. It's called cookie butter. Now,
a lot of oils on that one.
I don't care
that.
For the concept
based
on how I spend a good part of my life selling peanut butter. I don't like what they're doing here, but I guess it's a specialty item, so I don't have a problem. Anybody, supposedly this is awesome.
I'll give it a
this,
little taste.
This, think, you know the Biscoff cookies that you get in the airplane?
So good.
It's,
of course, man.
They're going to smash those up and make them into a butter.
That's good.
What do you think?
Send that my way?
That is tasty. A lot of oils in that, though.
Oh, yeah, man. But not hydrogenated.
That is good, though. It's not peanut butter. I mean, it doesn't say it is.
Wow. No, it's cookie butter.
Man, I'm ruining all the fun. I'm ruining all the fun for the group.
What do you mean?
No, we hadn't even noticed you're not doing it.
Why are you not doing it?
I'm just, I have my blood work come back, and I'm like right pre-diabetic to borderline right there on
We think it might have to do with a run of episodes.
Might have to do with
Tasty Cake, Hostess, and Little Debbie.
Right in a row.
I mean, that and also eating desserts in bed and doing disgusting things. So I'm trying to just quit sugar.
Man, that is good.
What do you put it on?
I would think you'd put it on cookies.
So would
you
I.
You could put in between two cookies cookie butter sandwich.
Wow. This is really good,
it's
man.
It's fantastic.
Tim, be careful with this stuff.
Yeah. Sean, you'd hate
cookie
it.
Cookie butter. It's called the Speculoos cookie butter. Now, Speculoos.
It is tasty, but it's not worth it.
Speculoos is what those Biscoff cookies are. Those are... I think it's a Belgian cookie.
Oh, they always make me feel bad. Those cookies, I only eat them when I'm super hungry, but they make me feel really bad.
It's weird that those are basically only on the airlines.
Vegetable oil blend.
You don't want to read
palm oil, canola oil, citric acid, and it's a lot going on there.
But I thought I got some hints of citric acid.
Would you, now, Dust, do you eat pretty clean for the most part? Or
I
you treat yourself every now and then and say, hey, you know
I
what?
I do get wild with it, but I try to eat pretty clean,
And how, now do
I mean, like I try to go and get peanut butter at a place that just says, when you go ingredients, it just says peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. And maybe some salt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to do.
I don't approve of that at all.
Yeah. Well, I know. He's going to get a little sour right now, buddy. So,
but I think Jeff makes those kind of brands.
You know, it's disrespectful is what this is. Okay? Basically, you're coming on my podcast. I know how you feel, and I respect it, okay? I respect it, but you're coming on my podcast and you're taking shots at how I built my life.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Jeff makes these things.
They do now.
Yeah.
And they're
not
good.
When I was around.
They're good. Yeah, it's natural.
Hippie food.
I like it.
Yeah. It's unnecessary.
All right.
Well, we got a bottle of Jeff at our house. A tub of it.
Tub?
I don't know what you call it.
A jar?
Bottle of Jif. Babe, get the bottle of Jif.
Yeah. Get the bucket. Give me a bucket of Jif.
How many was it gonna, what else were you going to tube? You got a
pail?
Tube?
A tube.
Get the Jif pail. It's like icing.
We got a can of Jif.
Crack open a can of Jif.
They got some publicity in the 1980s for their all-American nut butter. Again, sort of not what I stand for, but I'm a reporter today. 1992, they put handles on the paper bags. They were maybe the first one to do it.
Really? Love a handle.
Yeah. 1979, they sold to Aldi. Now, Aldi, that's Sean's favorite place. It's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It's interesting. So Aldi is a German company. Now, for 40 years, I've been telling people that it was a Dutch company. It's not. It's a German company. And there were these two brothers, the Albrechts, Carl and Theo. And they got in a fight over whether they should sell cigarettes in their Aldi stores. And so they split them up. And you have Aldi Nord, North, and Aldi Sud, South. And one of the brothers... sort of made a deal with Joe, but he kept Joe on to run Trader Joe's all the way. I think Joe retired in like 88. So it is owned by Aldi.
What year did they buy it?
1979.
And was this the cigarette one? Who bought it?
I which one bought? I think it's Nord.
Okay.
I think it's Nord, which is Theo.
And I think Aldi is a little more like Trader Joe's in Europe. Like it's a little more like that.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah,
so
people have told me that.
Yeah, so
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think
you know, Dusty.
Yeah,
in Europe.
Have you done a European tour yet?
No.
Yeah,
I got offered to do some stuff.
Yeah, I imagine you'll be doing that at some point. I did one with Nate.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah, a couple.
It seems
ago.
Fun. I would like.
It was fun
because they say in Europe the food is all clean and you can eat
right
like you do here and feel fine.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm trying to think.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll like it. Do you grow your own food?
Well, I try. I mean, I grow a lot of stuff. But it's hard to grow enough to only eat what you grow. Yeah.
Supplement.
Yeah.
We talked about the EDLP strategy. You're not going to see deep discounts or coupons or any of that garbage. Two-buck chuck. You guys familiar with this?
The ground beef?
No. Hmm. No.
Guy who... handles the produce department? What is it?
You never heard of Two-Buck Chuck?
What is it?
It is a wine.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a wine that they got famous for. Charles Shaw Wines. Now I think it's like $5 or $6 Chuck. But,
Chuck is beef, though. That's not a bad guess.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dusty. Mike. It's a great guess. Yeah. Chuck is beef.
It is a great guess.
Greg.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't that stupid?
It was...
Not a lot of beef for $2.
But. No. Charles Shaw wine, they were a premium wine coming out of Napa Valley. They got into some trouble with root louse. Do you know what this is? You're a gardener. I think it's some sort of pest or something that ruined the grapes. This guy Fred Franzia bought it. Franzia, you've got heard of Franzia.
Oh, the Franzia
wines.
The wine, yeah.
Yeah, they're a little bit more, I think, discounted. And they got their grapes from the Central Valley, but they bottled it in Napa, and that's how they sold this stuff cheap. And, Trader Joe's got in business with them, and there was this wine called Two-Buck Chuck. Chuck is not only a meat, but it's a short for Charles.
Yeah, it's a meat, Greg.
Yeah.
Is Do they sell? Is the wine called Two Buck Chuck?
I think that was a nickname for a long time. Yeah,
but it doesn't seem like the wine you want to show up to a party with.
No, but it was decent wine.
Yeah,
not bad wine. I think it's even better than calling it Two Buck Chuck. It was called Charles Shaw, and then just society and the zeitgeist started calling it Two Buck Chuck, and that's even better.
Yeah,
you know, because. They're branding it within the brand.
I like Two Buck Chuck as a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's strong. Seeing this guy, Buck Chuck.
He's drunk.
Yeah. He's only $2 bills.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I love him already.
He's eating raw hamburger.
You hit on something on this pod. Sean is a guy that carries several $2 bills.
They're very important to me.
I have a few $2 bills at home.
He will pay for stuff with $2.
Yeah, I'm sitting on a lot, man. I think I got like $40 worth right now, man. I'm cooking.
Really?
So I got to unload. I got to dump them off.
The last time I went to the strip club, which was a long time ago, they gave $2 bills instead of $1.
Oh, yeah.
If you got money broken down.
Really?
It's $2 bills.
That's interesting, man. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why people have such a problem.
A guy named Two Buck Chuck at the strip club distributes those too.
Yeah.
Hey, go see Two Buck Chuck if you want to. Sorry, go ahead, Sean.
Or he's just a guy that goes a lot, so he always has $2 bills. That's all he has.
$2 Chuck's table.
So he's always paying.
Sean, so you have some on you right now?
Yeah, man.
Your move?
You guys want in?
What do you spend them on? Don't you? Well, you do something special with them?
No, it's just if it's a situation where it's like, I want a cash tip. I usually try and cash tip. You know, anything that's with anything where somebody's working for a gratuity, I like to keep them off the books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just my move, man.
Yeah,
it's help great. Him out. Keep him up there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever, for whatever reason, I'll.
Do you write on the line cash?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. You have to.
Are you tipping waitresses $2?
No, not at all. No. But I'm just saying,
had these left over from last night.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Nobody wants them.
Yeah.
You know, I swear.
I think they're cool.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, it is just one of those things.
It's Jefferson on the front, right?
And then a whole meeting going on the back.
I think it's Jefferson.
Is it Jefferson?
Pretty sure it's Jefferson.
Or is it? I don't know, man.
It's a whole meeting.
George Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. No. Dusty is right, yeah. Yeah, the back of it is, it's a wild.
Oh, yeah, scenario. It's the Continental Congress. Or
okay.
Yeah, or maybe the signing of the Declaration of the Independence.
Yeah.
I think. I bet it's the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
I think we should get rid of the $1 bill at this point and just do $2
bills. Oh, I like it, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I am. I mean, they're getting rid of the penny. So why not? Let's dump the penny, dump the dollar.
Man.
Don't dump Dusty.
Exactly.
But this is what I think this is what we should be doing. And the only problem is, I'm telling you, if you go give somebody a two at next time you're at CVS or whatever, they're going to be like, ah. They just don't want them.
There's a retail situation.
Yeah,
but
there's not even a spot in the drawer for
them. No, they don't have. Yeah.
You got your 1, 5, 10, 20, and then I think the 50s and the 100s have to split a drawer.
I love them.
You do, man.
It is Jefferson, by the way.
Thomas.
Yeah. George is on the. He's on something else.
Yeah. Yeah. It's George and Wheezy, I believe. Dusty, how many Trader Joe's stores would you say there are in the U.S.?
I'm going to say
that's a good question.
500.
593, not bad.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. They opened 34 in the year 2023, so they are moving.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're growing.
Okay. I remember when I lived in Charleston, everybody wanted a Trader Joe's, and we had a thrift store called Trader Joe's.
Really?
Completely different kind of thing. But people would often think it was the grocery store.
Yeah, that's got to screw up Google Maps big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Plugging that in.
Those employees were also probably wearing Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right off the rack. Uh-huh. Their sales per square foot are very impressive. So as you can imagine, it's a smaller store, but that double Whole Foods, which makes sense because they don't have the perimeter apartments that Whole Foods has that take up a lot of space and the, you know, the prepared foods that we all love there. But it's just a completely different business model. I mean, I think it's a lot of this kind of stuff. They're, you know, they're private label snacks that are interesting and go in and out. 4,000 SKUs versus 40,000 in a regular grocery store. Sean, what's SKU stand for?
Square. Tim? I don't know. What is that?
Stock keeping unit.
Bang!
Wow.
Somebody's listening on the
pod. I never knew what that was called. Called it a SKU number, and I never knew what it was.
Stock keeping unit. Way to go.
Fine.
I've never been more proud of you.
Oh, thanks, man.
Way to go.
Chuck,
man,
is still.
If Two Buck Chuck was here, he'd give you a $2.
He would give you a $2 all day.
And
man,
a big hug. And, yeah, and he'd ask to borrow 50.
And a cigarette that he's only smoked half of.
They have like a newsletter called The Fearless Flyer. I signed up for it.
Oh, you're in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're doomed,
it's,
man.
And it's got a sense of humor. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I see that.
You know, did you grab? Wait. Oh, so they'll mail it? Is it, you're talking about you
email now? Yeah,
email but
he started that thing way back.
All right. And what are they just telling you? What's the whole point?
Just the recipes. And there was a BBQ&A. How about that, huh?
Okay.
Talking about barbecue tips and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
I know what that means.
You know, the Columbus Funny Bone, they put you at a hotel and you have to walk past the Trader Joe's to get to the club.
Yeah.
It's the best positioning of a hotel to club that there is. I mean, I think it's...
By far.
I mean, I get the Trader Joe's right there.
Yeah. Right.
I make multiple trips a weekend.
The whole time I'm in and out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
So good.
That's where I spend most of my Trader Joe's time, is at the Columbus Funny Bone. In Easton Town Center, Columbus, Ohio. Great club. But yeah, man, I was seeing the same thing.
Yeah.
That's my Trader Joe's experience.
Yeah.
Spend most of my paycheck over there.
Yeah.
No, wait, Dusty, do you have a specific grocery store you go to?
Well, I live in Hermitage, and we don't have really any of the cool... I mean, we have Publix, which I like.
Publix, okay.
But we don't have a lot. And we have a Kroger, which I'm into both of those.
Yeah.
But I have to make a bit of a trip to get to a Trader Joe's. We're getting a Sprouts near us.
Oh, yeah, man. You got one, Greg, in Kirkwood, right?
Sprouts? No, that's a Fresh Market we got.
Oh, Fresh Time.
Fresh Thyme. Thyme is spelled like the herb.
Like the herb, all of those are good, but I would a Trader Joe's, I'd lose my mind.
Yeah, man. There's a lot of cool stuff there.
Yeah.
Sean, one of your buddies, has worked for them for a long time. He managed.
Yeah, he's a manager out in St. Louis, my buddy. I don't want to say his name. For whatever reason, but he loves it, man. And he was like in the bar business with me, and then he just got out. Really just a server and just went in. And they love hiring people. It's like who just earn it on the interview. Like it's not like you have to have some crazy, you know, did you work hopefully at another grocery store? Like the basic theory, you could go in there as like you've never worked in your life and end up being a GM. Like that's not unrealistic, like the path there. Like so my buddy, he's worked, I think he's been there like 13 years now.
Mm.
And I mean, he's up to a manager. But it's like what we said earlier. It starts off with the ranking.
Yeah,
all that stuff, and I think he's
captain.
Like I don't know if that unless it's he's not the GM, but a manager.
Admiral,
could be admiral. He didn't tell me, but just a couple things. They do take care of their staff, man. The health insurance, I guess, there is outstanding. His wife is a nurse, and her health insurance, I believe, is he told me last night is not as good as his.
Wow,
which is like working in the health company. And Sundays, if you work Sundays there, on top of your pay, obviously you get an extra $10 an hour.
That's awesome.
Which to me is insane. Like that's
it's got to make it so expensive for them to do business on Sundays.
Sundays, yeah,
that's
man.
A lot of people.
You got to earn it.
Yeah,
you got to sell a lot of.
That's really cool.
And then you can go in as an employee and you get 20% off your entire bill of anything you purchase, including booze, wine.
That's great.
Wow.
Which is what was your Nateland discount on that sweatshirt? Was that 20%?
I think Adrian wants that back.
Yeah.
We'll work out a deal with them. Yeah, it'll be. You know, I'll make it happen. And then
it does. You can tell when you go into a place that employees are treated well. When like you go to like even a Walmart in a small town, everybody's a little happier than a Walmart in like a bigger area.
Yeah.
It just seems like, but in Trader Joe's, they're very happy.
Yeah.
In Whole Foods, they're very happy.
Yeah.
Starbucks people used to be happy. Something
not anymore.
Happened.
No, you're right.
Something
are
did
over.
Happen.
Yeah.
They're because trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
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 They're trying to bring back that in-store feeling by giving you can get it with, they'll give you a mug now to make you feel more like it's.
If you get it for here?
Yeah, for here. You can get an actual mug now.
A ceramic mug.
Really? Mug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, on the flip side, they're not going to acknowledge that you're there for about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Hopefully this helps you feel like you're at home.
Yeah. It's got the diner experience.
Yeah.
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 What if you get a venti? What do they give you then? They have 20-ounce mugs?
I didn't know they were doing that. Maybe it's two free refills.
Yeah.
I knew they made them right on the thing. again.
Yeah, they're doing that.
And
yeah.
you just get a lot of lazy smiley faces.
And they cut corners. They just got rid of like some perk like a month ago. It was a big deal.
For the employees?
For the customers, with something to do with the app and the points and the stars.
Oh, really?
Yes. And he's, whoever drinks Starbucks knows what I'm talking about. There was some.
I do it every day.
Well, you don't do the whole point. You're
I
not
don't in, do that stuff, man.
Yeah, dude, Greg, you wouldn't pay for tea for probably 5 years.
If I would have, I know it's one of my biggest regrets. That
it's
that
crazy.
If you're a young person, start doing the stars now. Another thing is, if I'd have joined that Red Lobster rewards program,
they'd still be in business.
They'd probably still be doing well. And I would
get into all the clubs.
Yeah, man.
All the clubs.
Yeah.
Airline club. I mean, airlines, you get free bags that way.
Wild.
You get
oh,
miles.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know. I'm so big on Southwest Airlines now. I have a companion fare.
Oh,
I can
big
bring
time.
I can bring anybody.
Wow.
Somewhere. Yeah. So if any of the ladies watching the watching the podcast want to go to Cleveland in two or three stops,
he's got you. You got to
DM me.
You got to play six spots for the surcharge.
I only do Southwest if it's direct.
Yeah.
If I can get direct, I have an app that I pull up and I go, what can I get direct?
Yeah.
And if I can't get direct, I go American Airlines.
I think it's more than it used to be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You get a good couple, for your average route, get a couple, three direct flights a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tim, do we have any fun facts?
We sure do. This wasn't on my fun facts, but one of the big Trader Joe's stories, do you remember the Cosby Show guy managing? Was managing a Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Wow. No.
The guy who played, his name was Jeffrey, and he was he played Elvin on the Cosby Show. He's a regular cast member of the Cosby Show.
He's one of the elder sister's husband.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he was managing a Trader Joe's, and people started taking pictures and being like, the guy from the Cosby Show's man. It went hugely viral. And then there was all kinds of-
Like recently it went viral.
This is in 2018,
okay,
I think.
Okay, all right.
And then he was doing all the news shows and stuff because people were criticizing him. And he's like, guys, I'm trying to make a living.
Yeah.
Just because I was on the Cosby
Show. Criticizing him?
Oh, it was, people were kind of just, making fun of him quite a bit.
Yeah, some trolls and stuff, man. Just,
right.
You know, but most people in good
faith.
I think
I know who's behind this, man.
Oh, who do you got, man?
Oh, guys out there, trying to call himself a working man. Trader Joe's, that ain't working. Anybody's working man, dust his light.
I would also, though, be shocked if I was just at a Trader Joe's and the guy from the car. You know what I mean? Like, I get that people are like,
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was a little confused. I remember that.
Yeah.
But I thought what you were saying was the guy that was on, when he was on the Cosby Show, his job was working at Trader Joe's.
No.
Oh, this guy now he works at Trader Joe's.
Correct.
Yeah, I remember that.
Very famous in terms of like that was the biggest show on television. And so anyway, and then he did all the
people have a real problem with someone being famous at some point in their life and then deciding to be a regular person.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Even if they didn't decide it, even if the industry decided for them. Yeah, it's just like, hey, I was on a big show, but now I'm just, I'm just living my life. I was always a regular person.
Yeah. People have a hard time.
Yeah. Like athletes and stuff. It's like, I was an NFL player for a while.
That was my job. I got a little
reckless with my money, but now I'm just living my life again.
100%.
You know? Yeah. I was 18. I made a bunch of money real fast. I grew up poor. I didn't know what to do with it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I blew it.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
I'm getting back to work.
Yeah. Now, do you enjoy when people come up, if you fans of the airport and all that stuff? Is that something you're like, oh, this is great?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
I'm indifferent.
Everybody's very nice. Yesterday, this young guy came up to me in Target, and I'm wearing my camo Crocs and a NASCAR shirt. And this guy, this kid, he's like, I don't know, he's probably in high school. He goes, you look mad familiar. What's your name? And he said it in a way. I go, what's your name? And then his buddy goes, are you Dusty Slay? And then I took a picture with his buddy, and it was fine. But he was so weird about it.
Aggressive.
Yeah.
You look mad familiar.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
This kid, I was in Michigan with my wife's family, last week, and we rented a boat, and this guy's driving our boat. We have the captain of the boat, this kind of young guy, and I'm catching up with members of her family.
Is this in a Trader Joe's, or is this a real
captain,
nautical?
Yeah.
What?
Is this real nautical, or were you in a Trader Joe's?
Oh, no, this is a real boat. Right. This is an actual boat. He was an actual captain. Yeah. And so I'm catching up with her family, and they're like, oh, you're going to Nashville next week? And they're like, why are you doing the pod down there? And I go, do you know Dusty Slay? Where Dusty Slay is coming on the podcast. And this kid who's driving the boat goes, did you say Dusty Slay? And I was like, yeah. Keith, you got to watch where you're going. We're in like a narrow river. He was a big fan. And I go, yeah. He's great. He's the greatest for sure. Just check out the thing. And we made it safely.
Right.
He was very excited. All right. Here's some fun facts about Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's has customer choice awards every year. They also have a Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame members include different products. So the dark chocolate peanut butter cups, which are amazing. The peanut butter filled pretzel nuggets, which are great. And the unexpected cheddar cheese. Not had those before. And soy chorizo are all in the Hall of Fame.
These peanut butter cups are really good. I'm actually off sugar too, but I'm doing the podcast. So
yeah, you're a trooper, man.
I'm going to go ahead. You're committed. I'm worthless.
I'm
going to get in it.
No, Sean, do what you got to do.
Yeah, man.
I just know me. I know if I break, I'll just fall apart tonight and it'll be a whole snowball effect. So.
Trader Joe's first grocer to offer reusable bags in 1977 and printed on them, save a tree. That's ahead of the game.
Okay, yeah.
Trader Joe's has a try anything policy. You can taste their stuff. You can taste things in the store. No raw meats, dried foods, frozen foods, or alcoholic beverages, but the other stuff, you can just try it.
What do you mean? Like, so I can just eat a banana?
Yeah. You could just say, hey, I want to try those pretzels. They'll be like, try them. They'll open up a pack for you.
No kidding.
Yes.
Have you done that?
Wow.
I don't know. Whose water is it? Is it the water?
That's yours, buddy.
That's yours, man.
Yeah.
Have that water. Wash those things down.
There's one right at your foot too, Tim, if you need a water.
Yeah, thank you. Trader Joe's, my wife was talking about this. They hide stuffed animals in the store. If kids find it, they get a prize. So if your kids are in the Trader Joe's, there's a constant like scavenger hunt going on.
Oh, I had no idea. I always tell my kids, I go, put that down.
What are you doing, man?
They'd be rich.
They're getting all kinds of stuff.
What are you doing? Put that down.
And they're probably whatever they're giving out is nautical themed. It's probably a treasure chest full of Spanish doubloons or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You see the different, it's like chalk and stuff. There's all kinds of artwork in these Trader
Joe's. Cool artwork.
The employees with artistic interest can hand paint the in-store signage. Because like you said, the products are always changing. So they're always updating those things. So they, you know, I wonder if that's a value when you're looking for a job there. If you're like, oh, I'm artistic. Yeah.
Artistic interest. You got to think, if you have artistic interest, you can take a shot at it. But at some point, they're going to be like, Patty, we appreciate your interest, but you got no talent.
Yeah.
You're not drawing pictures anymore.
Yeah, interest only goes so far.
At the fried seaweed?
Yeah, have you had this?
I maybe have. I'm going to try
this
it, though.
Is
supposedly good.
Roasted seaweed snack with sea salt. So the top five Trader Joe's snacks, according to tastingtable.com, the spicy tempura seaweed snack. Is that what that is?
Close.
It's not spicy.
It's not exactly that, but it's similar. Yeah.
This is good at first.
It's got a bit of an aftertaste.
It turns into seaweed.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize that's what it is.
Sean, that is not going to mess up your diet.
Yeah.
I can assure you that.
It does not appeal to me at all.
Yeah. If you crumble and eat those tonight in bed, I think that'd be okay.
Tristan, our producer for the day, likes these things, right, Tristan? Yeah, he's a big fan.
If I were eating some fish, I think that
there
would be
you go.
Good.
That's a great call, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're interesting.
I think it's sort of interchangeable with fish, except for it doesn't taste very good.
Do you guys know, have you ever heard of this? A friend told me this yesterday. They went on vacation. They went to some resort in Mexico. They're on the water, and it happened to be the week that the seaweed does something, not even every year, but every few years there's a cycle where the seaweed blooms or something happens.
Red tide or whatever?
I don't know. I can't think of the verb he used. It's some funny word. And as a result, you like can't go anywhere near the beach. It smells
so bad. That happened. I think that's going on in Key West regularly.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
My hometown apparently has something going on with the water, and they have algae in the water, and they have every so many years, they'll have an algae bloom.
Oh, wow.
Where they say the water's fine, but it just has a funny taste.
Oh, man.
No way.
So I didn't know that. All growing up, no one ever said that. But I visited, and I went to a place, and I asked for water, and they go, well, we have water, but there's an algae bloom going on right now. And I go, okay, I'll just have a bottled water. And they go, we don't have any bottled water.
Really?
And then I went to another restaurant, and they go, we don't have bottled water here. And I go, what a missed opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have the algae bloom going on. This mm-hmm. is the perfect opportunity. Run to the grocery store, pick up a couple of cases.
Man, this is where we start.
Yeah.
This is, you put your face on some dusty slate working man water.
Yeah.
And start in our hometown, we're going to make a killing.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Especially during the algae bloom, you go, I'm sorry, there's an algae bloom, but we do have water available here for $2 a bottle.
Yep.
You bought the whole case for $2.
Yeah.
Now you're selling each bottle for $2.
Yeah.
You're making money.
$2 Chuck would love it.
Yeah.
I like that you're just willingly trying to steal from the people that you grew up with.
Well,
Maybe $1.50. Okay. How about that?
But it's like, then we got to get out change.
That's a whole mess. You know?
This is back to the $2.
$2
this
bills.
This is old $2 Chuck. This is, yeah.
How about this? It's $2.50 unless you pay with a $2 bill.
Yeah.
And then it's $2.
Yeah. Now, that's the right attitude.
Yeah.
That's the way to play that.
The other top five Trader Joe's snacks, dark chocolate peanut butter cups, which we're having, Speculoos cookie butter.
That's we had that.
We had already.
We got three of the top five right here.
You know what I like? This is my favorite. They have a little tub like this. It's in the plastic container, but it's a circle. It's little chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
It destroys my digestion, but it is the best thing.
Outstanding.
Totally agree.
I can eat I'll crush a tub.
Yeah. And the chili spiced pineapple?
I think that qualifies as
I don't
a
think
tub.
We have that here.
That's another big one for them. Julie Averbach wrote a book called The Art of Trader Joe's, Discovering the Hidden Art Gems of America's Favorite Grocery Store. In a Trader Joe's in Manchester, Connecticut, she found a chalk drawing of a figure that looked like the famous Mona Lisa by Leonardo da Vinci. But this one had a Trader Joe's employee name tag with Mona L written on it in other stores. So it's all kinds of just art that they've got at these things, just quirky little, you've seen this type of
stuff. It's really pretty well done. Yeah.
And then it's a lot of like, you know, everybody's always doing their take on Van Gogh's Starry Night, right? So it's that thing. But instead it's like pretzels in the background, stuff like that. Washington Crossing the Delaware.
I think the one in Nashville has a lot of country music on the wall. Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Emma's got a
book. Is that big around here?
Yeah. it plays a small role in this.
Emma, my wife, has a book. It's I think it's unofficial, but it is a recipe book full of things that you can buy everything at Trader Joe's, and it's five things or less from Trader Joe's. There's also multiple like influencer Instagram accounts where they're like, get these things at Trader Joe's, and then here's how you make it. I mean, there's a whole side kind of business to it.
So these are recipes?
And it hacks, whatever. Like, you just get these three things at Trader Joe's and here's what you do. She makes this stuff all the time and it's great. There's a plastic lobster in every single Trader Joe's.
I missed it.
Cool,
today.
Man.
I didn't see it.
Well, you talked about bananas. They sell loose bananas for 19 cents. Mm.
That's a big deal, right? Because if you go to a regular grocery store, they'll sell you the loose bananas, but they're
the old ones.
The old ones, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want one banana.
Yeah.
Yes. You're like, I want to come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
19 cents. What do you think? What's the profit margin on that for them? If we're paying 19 cents and they're making money, what do you think? What do you think the cost is per banana?
I don't know.
I'm thinking nine cents.
So they're okay. That's
it's
fair
they're
enough.
Doubling. They're really doubling.
I like it.
Yeah. Sean, you want to try those pork rinds?
Yeah. Let's get in it. And we got the chili lime. Sorry, Timmy.
While you're doing that, we talked about the seasonal items, the top four seasonal items. The gingerbread cake and cookie mix.
Yep.
The sugar glazed Lebkuchen.
Okay.
It's a gingery cookie that is airy and soft. The candy cane JoJo's, which is huge for me.
Man.
That's my number one.
Familiar with these?
I don't know that.
That's basically an Oreo.
A peppermint Oreo.
Oh.
The cream has got a very peppermintish.
Oh, I like that. Like a mint chocolate chip. Kind
peppermint. But not like a Thin Mint at all. It looks like an Oreo.
Okay. Yeah.
But you can see little red pieces.
But it tastes like a peppermint patty?
No, I think it tastes like an Oreo.
Peppermint inside.
It's a pretty awesome thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very good.
I don't eat a lot of that stuff. Well, until I started doing this podcast, but yeah, I have gone into a Trader Joe's and been like, man, if I was going to go hard, I would go hard on those.
You can get a lot of pre-cooked packaged meats in there, like chicken and I bought boiled eggs and chicken that I could just eat in the hotel. Like you got no way to cook anything.
Oh, I've eaten that chicken. Yeah.
Wrap it in some lettuce, just eat it like that.
Really?
Yeah.
And then the fourth big seasonal item, dark chocolate sea salt caramels. I've had those. They're unbelievable.
Yeah. How's really pork rind, Sean?
Pretty awesome, man. Yeah. Got a little heat to it, man.
You know,
a little dry heat on this one, but good.
Yeah, yeah.
They taste good, but they got a little zip to it.
The first time I ever saw this cereal, it's one of my favorite cereals. It's called, because they have a lot of their own cereals in there. Mm-hmm. They have Honey Nut O's kind of thing, but mm-hmm. it's a Trader Joe's brand. Very good.
Like Trader O's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some McDowell stuff right there.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Honey Nut O's?
Nut O's may be the Whole Foods brand. And then, Trader O's, I think.
Trader O's, I can take. Yeah. Trader O's, not bad at all.
It's good.
But then there is, it's not their brand, but I saw it first at Trader Joe's called Peanut Butter Panda Puffs. You ever had this?
Yes.
Almost the worst name possible for anything.
Yep.
But it is like Captain Crunch peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best.
They're really
good. Unbelievable.
Yep.
It's like, actually, it seems like it would be the sugariest of the sugar, but their sugar content is actually a lot lower than a lot of the other cereals.
Mm.
It's delicious. I love it.
Yeah, I've had them too. Really good.
Yeah, pretty solid.
I went into one of the first times I went into a Trader Joe's, I was in there with an old girlfriend and we were walking and this really muscular guy came up and he reached out and grabbed two peanut butter panda puffs with one hand. And we made fun of that guy. For so long. And I bought a box and I was like, I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it now.
I owe him an apology.
Yeah.
You got to think Joe Colomb was bummed out that he didn't get in on Captain Crunch before they did, given the nautical.
Oh, man. That's
true. That would have been perfection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real good.
I feel like he could come in somehow on it. Captain Joe.
Yeah. Yep. Admiral.
Joe. Yeah. Admiral Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
Admiral Crunch
there.
Maybe a little close. Right. They do try that stuff.
Yeah.
They do that kind of, that's like Honey Odos or whatever that you were saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what they have, man. That's what I mean. They have, I like summer sausage, which is, it's not good because it's just loaded with nitrates and stuff. Mm, but man, I love it. But Trader Joe's makes a turkey sausage. That's their version of summer sausage.
Oh, yeah. I got you some beef jerky over here.
Oh, nice, man. Yeah. We'll get involved. All yeah, right. So that's my plug for him, man. Love it. And it doesn't kill you as fast as the old Johnsonville.
Oh, that's good.
I shouldn't say that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
Comments?
Who knows what's in it?
Yeah, you want to do some comments?
Let's do some comments.
Absolutely.
These are good.
They're good. They're a little spice, though, man.
Yeah. Pork rinds are good.
But they are good.
These comments coming to you from the Hostess episode up on YouTube featuring our pal Tim McKernan was on there. Kevin Keenan 3333 says, if you had a guest who was actually hiding from the mob, I'm not sure they would hide their face from the camera as much as Tim McKernan. That said, for all the disparagement of the Hostess cherry pie, I might be rooting for the mob.
I'm trying to understand what he's saying.
He's saying the guy, and it's funny, if you watch the podcast, McKernan is like this.
I definitely saw that.
You cannot see what he looks like.
Does this guy not like cherry pies?
He does like cherry pies. So he's saying, hey, it looks like that guy is hiding from the mob. Speaking of which, I don't like the way that guy talks about cherry pie. I hope the mob gets him. That's the joke.
Why was he enjoying what he was doing?
Why was he hiding like that, you think?
I think it was, I'm going to put it on Randy.
Man, we love him. He's been in a dark place the last couple of weeks.
And guy's that's got why a project. He's got a Stevie Nicks.
they just played. Stevie Nicks tribute. We missed it. They just played.
But they're going to play again, right?
They are. Yeah.
He's got a Stevie Nicks tribute band.
Oh, okay.
And what were we?
They're
saying?
They're called Stand Back.
Did we have a name for it? Because I thought of a name.
Because we asked if there was a female in it. And we said maybe it was just called Steve Nicks.
Steve Nicks.
I've got all male Stevie Nicks.
I've got a better name for his. I thought of it today. Or no, I thought of it this
Steve
weekend.
Steve and Nix.
Steve and Nix. Good. Okay.
That's really good.
How about this one? Huh? Now again, these are
I love it, buddy.
Yeah. This is a cover band.
You deserve
right?
more for that, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. He can't be stopped. Go ahead.
I acknowledge it.
Yeah. Keep doing your thing.
Just wait till I get to mine.
Yeah, here we go.
There we go.
All right.
It's a cover band, right?
Yes.
For Stevie Nicks. So it's a somewhat of a substitute for the real Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Stevia Nicks.
Oh, that's good.
That's strong, buddy.
That's yeah. really
that's
good.
Good, man.
Yeah, Stevia. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
worth the wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that's brilliant. I didn't see that. It's cool.
Yeah, Stevia Nicks.
They got to do it.
That was great.
I thought of it walking into a 7-Eleven in Myrtle Beach.
And told the poor guy behind the counter.
Like, yeah, he didn't think it was that good.
What about Stephen Nicks? You know, it's like the word Stephen. Right. Stephen, yeah. Stephen, but then it's just an N. Steve in. Nick.
Nick. That's good.
Nick.
Beautiful. Yeah. Steve.
Well, we can all agree on
sometimes
this.
I'll do a joke twice.
I'm glad you did. You didn't get enough credit the first time.
Yeah, just to see. I'll try to switch it up a little bit, but basically it's the same joke.
I gotta be honest, man. I didn't give you enough credence because, man, I was loading up that Stevie and Nick since 4 days
ago. Dude, when he's
welcome to the consumers.
That's what we deal with, buddy.
Well, a lot of the comments on Nate Lynn are that I interrupt a lot. So,
oh, no.
So I love to jump in.
No, please do.
I love to
love the jumps, man.
Anyway. The first radio show I ever did was Bob and Tom, and you have to jump in if you want to be
alone. Yeah, man.
That was your first one?
I know. It was a brutal episode for me.
Was it really?
I bet.
Yeah,
they love you now, though.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but I had no idea what I just emailed them, and they were like, yeah, come in.
Yeah.
And then I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
That's unbelievable that was your first radio experience.
Yeah.
That's great. Good for you.
It's wild.
Well, were you running bits? Did they set you up for that? Or
a
was it
little
just
bit, but I don't know if they were even getting my – they weren't – this is what was happening. There was a real lady from the news, like a real hot lady from the news, and that's who they wanted to talk to.
That was Mike Pence's daughter, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
This would have been 2014 probably.
Yeah,
so.
I think.
So she would have, at least I would not have known who that was at that time.
I think that's Mike Pence's daughter.
So did you get in or did you go, were you shell-shocked and then realized, I should have said something?
What do you mean?
Did you
talk? I got in a little bit, yeah, but I was on that. They had me on the whole show, like for 3 hours.
Oh, that's fun.
And they like to.
Yeah, and that means you were safe.
I'm just
right?
saying it was tough. Right. It was a tough.
If it was real tough, because, I've been going on that show for years, and you won't know it, but they'll get you out of there pretty quick.
Oh, okay.
In a nice way, to be
okay.
Man, that was great. That was great, guy. Thanks for coming out.
All right. They kept me on the whole time.
Yeah, no, they liked it.
And I looked at it like I did so well. They didn't need anything more.
No,
from
you
me.
Did. You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. They're like, thanks, man.
No, Tim,
I was like,
I'm sorry.
All right, there we go.
You did. They loved you, man. Yeah, forget what I said. Like they thought they've been still talking about it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was the hottest 3.5 minutes of that show they've ever had. It was
like that's all we need. more comments. Tyler Bunch of Numbers says, nothing screams I'm a member of a country club louder than as a child we went to a Notre Dame game every year.
Oh yeah.
Love Tim and love my Irish. Yeah. Guys,
milk money, you know what I mean? Milk money.
Groucho T said, Sean, man of the people,
uh-oh,
again has a valid point about golf and baseball swings. When my son is playing baseball, if he has also been golfing during that time, it takes him a bit each game to get his swing back to doing it with a bat and not swinging it up like with a bat and not down like a
thank
club.
You
Sean God claims that Sean claims it's so funny we're coming back to golf. Sean claims he can't golf because he was a baseball player in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My point is there's several major league baseball players that are very good at golf.
Actually, I looked in it, they're not that good.
Yeah, they are. All the celebrity.
They're good for celebrities. They're not good for pros.
Because they were busy being professional baseball
players.
Yeah,
but he's saying that they're that good as if they're like, on what level?
They
shoot close to par.
The best of non-professional golfers are usually professional baseball players. I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying there's probably a lot of...
I think the swing could translate, but I think if you're trying to do them at the same time, it could mess you up, right? If you go golfing for the weekend and then come back to baseball, it could mess you up.
Sean's point was he is struggling with golf because...
Oh, because of you. Okay.
Because 25 years ago, he played high school baseball. Right, that was his plug. Okay.
I know, man. I've tried to make this clear to him. It's a tough listen. So I don't know what to do. when I first took a swing was in high school, and I had this thing where I did turn my wrist. Now, am I a bad golfer? No matter what, I am bad. That's what I'm just saying. Like the person, you know, you went to bat for me there in the comment.
Talking about their like 11-year-old.
A lot of people feel sorry for you.
Yeah. B Barnes 7-Eleven said last Friday I made a Little Debbie and Hostess charcuterie board, and we taste tested a bunch of things. We wanted to have tasty cake, but they're very difficult to find in Colorado, and I couldn't find a truck to follow all the way to a retirement home. Our takeaway was that Hostess cakes have much more chemical flavor compared to Little Debbie. Totally agree with that.
Yes.
Cosmic Brownie came out on top for us, although I fought hard for the oatmeal cream pie. I agree with that assessment. The Hostess, we told you, we did all three of those things, and the Hostess things did not hold.
Oatmeal cream pie is, I'm not into those kind of things these days, but that's a good cookie.
Really good.
That's a good cookie.
Really good.
Sean, what's the max you've eaten in a sitting?
Dude, I stopped keeping score after 14.
Yeah.
It's a real, I mean, maybe not 14, but I mean, whatever's in them. I've had a whole box before once. So, I mean, I think the standard box, I think is at least 12.
Four.
Yeah.
I know, man. Hopefully those days are over. We'll see if I come off the tracks. Who knows?
You're doing great, buddy.
We'll see. Yeah, you are.
Easy with the cookie butter. Give
can't take it, man.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
All right. I can't.
Theodore Brooks 4555 says, I will continue to question the integrity of this podcast until they acknowledge Little Debbie's fudge rounds. Totally fair. We talked about it earlier. We completely just missed
fudge rounds. I had a bit of an episode in Myrtle Beach where I was doing pretty good with eating. And then I was like, I think it was on the third. And I was like, I'm going in. And Rafe Williams, who was my buddy and was featuring for me, I was like, just go to the convenience store. So I went in there and I was like, as long as I'm going to binge on sugar, I might as well get some work done. And I got the fudge rounds from Little Debbie because I saw this guy's comment.
They're great, right?
And they're good.
You were on board?
Man, they're not zebra cakes.
Yeah.
They're not zebra cake.
Yeah. You remember the Oliver Anthony song where he says the bag of fudge rounds? You remember that? Oliver Anthony, the...
Yeah, rich man, richer than Richmond.
Yeah, rich man, north of Richmond.
He says
north of
Richmond. Fudge rounds
in
there?
Yeah, he says, he's taking a jab at people, I guess, on welfare buying, using their welfare money to buy fudge rounds.
Yeah.
But he says bag of fudge rounds, and I guess they only come in a box. Yeah. So there was a lot of memes out there of people like big guys being like, I'm just finding out that you can get fudge rounds in a bag.
This whole time?
Like a Santa Claus bag? Like big feed bag?
Yeah.
That's great. We talked about with McKernan how he didn't actually graduate, that he walked and got a blank diploma. Well, Jay Horton 402 said, I work for a university and would like to share some insight that nobody these days gets handed a diploma on stage at graduation ceremony. Oftentimes, the academic offices are still performing reviews to ensure that everybody actually qualifies for graduation before the degree is officially conferred. However, since graduation ceremonies often take place just days after classes end, there's not enough time to perform these quality checks for every student. Better to receive your diploma in the mail after you've cleared than to have to give it back if you're not. Everybody gets a nice little diploma cover and a handshake photo op, but very few real diplomas are delivered.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Kind of surprises me.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
The whole thing's a sham. We're learning.
Yeah, because so you could walk and not graduate. Which really is just the walking that you want.
That's
right?
Exactly. That's why you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh Sprouse Music says, I bought a box of Tasty Cakes after last week's episode. They somehow disappeared. And now I will be buying a box of Hostess to replace them. May I suggest Lean Cuisine as a brand in the very near future?
You can suggest it. I'm glad he did.
Or Apple, not the brand, just like the actual fruit.
Yeah.
Well, we just did a Trader Joe's, though. So this is a good, you can get plenty of healthy things.
There's a lot going on there.
We mentioned this on the Whole Foods episode. There's a lot of really great products in Whole Foods and in Trader Joe's, but you can get fat eating a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that's what my buddy said. He's like, let me be very clear.
Yeah,
like, we are not a health store.
There's healthy options.
No, I mean, there is, but they don't like market themselves as like, this is a place to come and get skinny.
Yeah. A few more quick ones, and then we'll do some plugs.
Plug away. Quick and plugs.
Jared Morris, EP1QF, said, John Hamm is from St. Louis. Y'all should have him on to talk about the Pork Council. I chose not to Google this. I just love that comment so much. A, just call up John Hamm, and B,
Yeah.
He should talk about the pork.
You think we're going to get, you think we'll get to talking about the pork council?
And does John Hamm have some connection with the pork council? Or is this person just putting in two different things they want in one request?
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Maybe sounds like that. I mean, maybe we get Dusty.
Oh, wait a minute. He's making a joke.
Ham.
Ham.
Okay.
Got it?
Not until just now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jared Morris.
I appreciate it.
It's not funny.
Jared Morris is a Nateland listener.
Oh, is he?
Is that right?
He doesn't. I don't think he's a big fan of mine.
Oh, and, no. Is this Dump Dusty?
No. It's okay. A different guy that doesn't like me. And I thought he was my friend. There's a guy named Jared Morris that's a country singer that is my friend. And I thought he was him. But yeah, and then he said some negative things. So I go, well, I can't be my friend.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Sean says horrible things about me.
Well, okay.
Well, he's one of my best friends.
Yeah, I mean, I just call balls and strikes.
Do you ever? But I don't think that's where I'm at with. I don't think me and Jared Morris have the same relationship.
No, probably.
I don't get why would any. I mean, they're just mad. They don't hate you. They're just goofing around.
None
I mean, you're insanely likable. You're very intelligent.
Like, I don't. Yeah,
good point of view.
I don't think he hates me.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I don't hate him.
He's just a. He's
just having
chops.
A lot. Yeah, of, yeah, he's yeah, having yeah. a good time.
He's having a good time.
He's having a good time.
Pork council. I missed it completely.
Yeah, so did I.
Oh well.
Yep. Swinging a miss for me.
We'll do two more. Ryan,
we ought to call Steve Porkchop.
Yeah. Or Ham Porter.
Ryan Wamser.
Ham Porter was the catcher
you,
in
Sandlot.
That people say
fictional
you look
character.
Like,
right? Somehow I look like, I just, remember the movie The Sandlot?
Yeah.
Like 45 people claim I look like the catcher from The Sandlot. So that always warms the heart.
The redheaded guy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't see it.
We don't either. But
we put out the first episode and we're like, can't wait to hear what people think of our podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
half of it was just, he looks like the guy from The Sandlot.
Well, that guy's like back out on social media. He's really out doing it.
Yeah.
Patrick he stayed in the darkness for a long time. Yep. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to create a social media account and I'm going to be like, hey, I'm back. I'm from The Sandlot.
Yeah,
man. Great.
Yeah.
Ryan Wamser, 1613.
Hey, that's our buddy,
Ryan,
man.
Our buddy Ryan. He says, when Ralston Purina acquired Hostess in the mid-1980s, Ralston Purina, St. Louis company, the Hostess factory became a staple of public school field trips. You toured the factory, which I believe was right off Interstate 70, and then you hit up the Riverboat McDonald's on the way home. Classic St. Louis in the late 80s, early 90s. Doesn't surprise me, though, that Timmy doesn't know anything about that since he was too busy going to private schools and hanging out at country clubs.
Yeah, man.
First of all, Ryan, I'm a big fan of yours.
Awesome guy.
Never belonged to a country club. Never will. But also, man, we went to the Riverboat McDonald's.
Don't say you never will.
We did all the things.
It'll be in 6 months. His wife, she grew up going to a country club. He's going to belong to one.
If you think in 6 months, then you're putting a lot of pressure on Dusty, because that means you think this podcast is just going to go through the
this
roof.
This episode's going to soar us. All joining the country club after this.
We're all joining.
Love it. And then finally, one more, Kelly. But Ryan, I'm a Ryan fan, but too much. Kelly D. Smith, 58, says, just got home from seeing Greg in Myrtle Beach. He killed and was so nice.
All right, buddy.
I got to meet him and take a picture, and I mentioned Sean.
Yeah.
And he told me he was an idiot. So happy.
I know he did. I
so happy to see that you guys are just as real as it gets.
Yep.
See y'all on the cruise.
I 100% believe it, and it checks out. The math checks.
I do remember that, because she was just going on and on. But who I really, really, really want to meet on the cruise is Sean. I was like, well, be careful what you wish for.
Oh, yeah. And that's why everyone gets somebody. Even when Greg, he did like Burke Kreischer's podcast a few years ago, and somehow I actually, that's funny. I opened, put a bow on this. I opened for Bert, actually with Dusty at the pageant in St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's
where
I met Dusty, as nice as can be to me. He's never met me as an opener. He might be like, I don't want to deal with this aggravation.
That's why he was nice to you, man.
Hey, watch it. And we sat in the back and we talked all about like clean eating and not, I don't know, eating pork and all this wild stuff.
Yeah.
But anyways, Greg, somehow my name came up because I just did Bert's show. Mm-hmm. And then Bert's like, something about, I like, he's a great guy. And Greg's like, I don't know, he's an idiot. I don't know why I even hang out with him. Bert's just laughing. And I'm like, I'm saying this all checks out. This all checks
out. And they're excited to meet you on the crew.
Yeah, I'm excited to meet you. I'm going to wear that cologne they like so much.
The Sean O'Brien line.
You cannot
line.
Wear that cologne on the ship.
On a ship? We're outside. Come on, man. How far are we going to go here? We're outdoors. We're on the ocean, man.
You're going to
smell like seawater?
They're going to helicopter you off of that thing.
No way, dude. And the Bills could be the Super Bowl that day. So it's a lot going on.
It'll be a great day. That's all I got. Those are your comments, folks.
Good job, Tim.
Couple of plugs. Real quick, Dusty, anything you've got coming up you want to let the audience know?
Well, yeah, I got a comedy special on Netflix coming out July 29th. But also, so that's going to be good. I'm going to be in Las Vegas on August. No, what month is it? July 25th.
Perfect.
Be in Las Vegas.
Beautiful.
I'll be in Winnipeg on July 19th. And then at Zany's. I got my own show I do at Zany's on July 22nd.
Nice.
I like to really put the dates out of order there just for confusion.
make it more memorable.
Yeah. It all plays.
But they're all on the website, but I'm really trying to get people to that Las Vegas show. That's my last show before the Netflix special comes out.
Oh, man. So that'll be a tight one.
I hope that really... I like this hour that I have that I'm putting out, Wet Heat. I like it better than Working Man. I think it's a hot hour. And you know, it is.
I know.
And it's going to be good.
That's great, buddy. Positivity, man.
What's the date excited. On Wet Heat again?
July 29th.
July 29th. And where in Vegas are you? What's the venue?
I don't know. Okay. We don't know. Not in my calendar.
The final line is DustySlay.com.
Yeah. You'll find it. Yeah. DustySlay.com. Greg coming up, Des Moines Funny Bone, July 26th and 27th. You can hit him up, GregWarrenComedy.com. I've got TimConveyStuff.com. Can You Feel the Punk Tonight? St. Louis, Chicago, and Madison. All your favorite Disney songs, punk rock versions by me and the guys. Gonna be great. So check that out, TimConveyStuff.com.
Also, before we go, I mentioned on the last episode, but real proud of my buddies here. They did their first taping.
All right.
A Nate Land live taping.
Okay.
And those will be coming out sometime this summer.
Yeah.
And,
all right. I'm sad I wasn't on those shows. I hosted one of those. But I know.
It was the Nate Land showcase.
Wait, I'm hearing something from the
season three.
Nate Land presents showcase season three.
Yeah. Oh, it's right. Yeah. Nate Land presents.
I hosted one of those and it wasn't either one that you guys
I know, man.
Yeah.
You got the Monday with the Sunday, Tuesday.
Yeah. You were in the room the night. You were in the other room the night I was there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did such a nice.
I got several reports that said they did well.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know I did well because they gave me all this free stuff. Yeah. So that's a sign that things are cooking on my end. Good. I don't know why Tim's not wearing anything.
Well, similar to the Bob and Tom thing. They're like, all right, thanks for coming. Yeah, they got me right. All right. I assume that's a good thing. I don't know.
We have been the consumers. You have been consumed.
Thanks, Dusty.
All right. Thank you.